So in today's episode, we discuss the importance of corporate social responsibility and the changes in CSR over the past year. We look at the trends and opportunities every CSR pro needs to take a look at for their programs. Let's make a social impact. Hi, everyone. I'm Carl. Welcome to the Social Impact Show, where CSR professionals get the latest strategies and tips to help them scale and grow their CSR and goodness programs. So today we have two special guests. Our first guest, who you've probably seen before, is Janelle St. Omer, who is the Regional Vice President with Benevity, and she's our special guest host today. And we also have Jerome Tenniel, who is the Manager of Social Impact and Volunteerism with Marriott International.
Thanks, Carl, and hi, everybody. I'm super excited to be back here today, and even more excited to have Jerome Tenniel joining us. One of the favorite parts of my role is getting to connect with practitioners who are doing amazing work, but who also think differently and are constantly pushing themselves and the rest of us as practitioners to do even more and up our game as it relates to social impact. So Jerome is a disruptor, an influencer, an all-around great guy, and we are thrilled that he could be with us today. Hey, Jerome.
Hello, I'm happy to be here.
Thanks for joining. So let's dig right in. CSR, as you reflect on the last year, what do you think is the biggest thing that's changed or evolved in CSR over the last year?
And I've written a little bit about this. And I don't know that CSR has necessarily changed, but what I've seen is that it's been accelerated by what I would suspect to be about 5 years. And I'll share what I mean by that. So I happen to think that disasters, whether they're natural or man-made, have this way of really changing our behaviors and changing the things that we do out of necessity. And so what we end up seeing is that trends that were already on their way to happening are accelerated by years. And a couple examples. Nowadays, like digital, virtual, remote, deliver, everything is like what we expect. Now, that change has been happening, but I think COVID-19 and out of the abundance of safety, it accelerated that appetite based out of a demand and need that didn't currently exist before a crisis. And I think that's what we're seeing play out with corporate responsibility.
I think it's a great point, because I feel like for myself, I've been in this space for a little while, and these are all things that I think practitioners knew inherently. We all had it in our gut that this was the direction that we could go. But in some cases, getting the buy-in, building the business case was a little bit more challenging. But now, to your point, everything's been accelerated because it was the only choice that we had, right?
Yeah. And I would say that, for example, people, they look at last year or almost a year and a half at this point, and they say, oh, well, the Defense Production Act, it did A, B, and C, and companies responded. Like, these are things that companies were already on their way to doing, but out of necessity and the great need of society, we saw car manufacturing companies pivot to making ventilators. We saw apparel companies and other appliance companies starting to make PPE, face masks, the face shields and everything that goes along with it. And we also saw distilleries of all the different type of companies come together and make and sell hand sanitizer. And so the interesting thing about this is that we've accelerated, in my estimate, about 5 years, but we can't go backwards, which is like the silver lining of all this, is that we've set the bar so high now that you can't go backwards. Like, that would be lunacy.
I agree with you completely. So when you think about that we can only go forwards from here, what's the trend that you think every CSR practitioner should really be thinking about?
Yeah, so less of a trend in terms of critical issue or cause that needs to be solved, but more of a trend in people becoming more open-minded. CSR professionals being more open-minded, their leadership, CEOs, COOs, all being more open-minded. So I generally don't like to focus on trends, because I think sometimes trends are created based on not necessarily critical issue, but sometimes some weird demand in society that doesn't really necessarily address a very specific issue. So not a trend in that way, but I'm seeing that people are much more open-minded in how they're creating, planning, and executing their CSR programs. And also things like for example, like applying an equity lens to how we conduct business more responsibly, like those sorts of things. Who creates the programming? Why is it created? The intentionality and the purpose behind it. Who's allowed to volunteer? Who has the most barriers to volunteering that as a business you need to remove? You know, how do you show up in the communities that you're seeking to serve in a way that doesn't perpetuate the issues that you're working to solve? Like, those are the type of things that I think people are now starting to think about and should continue to think about, because the open-mindedness is there.
So when you talk about open-mindedness in terms of like, are we talking about the businesses in terms of open-mindedness, or in terms of everyone in general, or CSR practitioners?
I would say everybody in general.
And I guess moving on from that too, what is the biggest opportunity in corporate social responsibility today? So like, what are some advantages for businesses that engage in CSR?
Yeah, so I think the opportunity is for companies to be bold, and more bold than they've ever been. And this goes back to the trend of being open-minded as people or as businesses, that I think CSR professionals should look at as an opportunity. The crazy harebrained idea that I had 2 years ago, people are now open-minded to it. And so if there is this you know, big, hairy, audacious goal that you have as a CSR professional, like, this is the time. There's no time greater than the present to say, hey, I have this thing that I've been thinking about, and because of such drastic times calling for such drastic measures across the globe for a myriad of reasons, let's try this drastic measure that is wildly untraditional compared to what we have done before. And surprisingly, like people are much more like mentally able to consider the things that they've not considered before. And I think a part of that's out of this acceleration of CSR, but also the great need that we're still trying to address.
I agree with you completely. And I think the bold nature that you just talked about is one of the things that I've observed the most. I feel like we're at a point in time now where companies are actually willing to take that step forward. Whereas before, to me, you know, there was kind of status quo. Everybody was doing the exact same thing. So when you think about, you know, that bold nature, that openness, you know, this, I guess, kind of taking this different lens to the work that we're doing, where do you think that we're going? And are we headed in the right direction? Are we going where we should be going? So three questions in one for you there, Jerome.
So two different things here. I want to address, I think, something that Carl asked about, and it was the advantage. And I think bold companies that pursue some of these bold opportunities, or the opportunity to be bold, will meet favor, and they will meet applaud by not just the public and customers, but also their employees, who also expect this new boldness. And so, as you know, as we're sort of thinking about that, and as we're, you know, thinking about, you know, where are we now versus where we should be going, I think the answer is that we're going in the right direction. I think where we are at now is probably where we should be. Of course, we can always do better as companies, as practitioners. And I think we should continually push the field to do better, more effective programming and work that have, you know, long-term positive outcomes. But I think where we're at is where we should have been 5 or 10 years ago. So I'm happy with where we're at. I really don't have any complaints. In terms of where we are going, I think the one thing that I'll share is, I think CSR can be very reactionary, right? We're reacting to the next disaster, the next issue, the next situation. And I think sometimes we have a tendency of getting caught down a rabbit hole. And I'm going to share one example. So it was just 2019, 2020, that we couldn't turn on the TV or the news and see the wildfires that were happening across Australia, and all the wildlife and humanitarian disaster that it created. Think about where we are now. You never hear anything about that, yet they will be recovering from that for decades. I mean, we're talking about some wildlife being close to extinction because of the wildfires, right? So these are things that are happening over the next decades. And so where we should be going is, I think, where we are going, but we also need to just be mindful to not get not go down a rabbit hole for one thing and completely forget or ignore that there's this whole other issue that's also happening. Of course, some of these things are very ad hoc, right? You have to address the things that are most immediate and present right now. And so recovery in wildfires might be secondary to addressing COVID and racial injustice. But we can't forget that that's also happening. And so we have to make sure that we have our head on a pivot moving forward to make sure that we're canvassing all the issues the best way that we can, or at least know that they're actually still happening.
I think it's a really good point, particularly on the racial justice, because I feel like so many companies now who have not before taken a very bold step towards inclusion, diversity, equity, and belonging at their workplace, it now seems to be the kind of shiny object or the shiny thing that everybody's focused on. Whereas to your point, there are so many critical long-term issues that practitioners have been focused on historically. And it's almost the tension of the and as opposed to the or, and really figuring out how to continue to do both. And I think even to your point about disaster relief overall, you know, I think more and more practitioners now are even starting to recognize that there really are three separate and distinct pieces to disaster relief. There's the preparedness, there's the actual relief in the moment that it happens, and then there's a long-term disaster recovery. So, you know, I think that our work as practitioners really does, even though we're talking about different areas, not necessarily disaster relief, but there really are kind of the short-term, medium-term, and longer-term implications to everything that we do. And we cannot lose sight of all the different issues that are at play.
Correct. It's all interconnected.
So last question for you. What's the one thing that a CSR practitioner should be thinking about, or one last piece of advice that you have for a CSR practitioner who's just getting started?
Value diverse thought. And this is what I mean by that. I think many people, they say, oh, I diverse all sorts of thinking. But here's what I mean. You know, I happen to have a nonprofit background. And my nonprofit background actually informs much of the work that I do. I'm able to put this community-focused lens over the work that I'm doing when I'm connecting with nonprofit partners. And it makes me much more empathetic. It makes me much more understanding of the burden that they feel as a nonprofit. It makes things much more human. And it also removes like the power dynamic that might exist between the companies and the nonprofits that they're serving. That's one very, very different perspective. But people from all different walks of life, from all their different experiences, lived and learned, they bring a very different perspective to our field. So we need to value that diverse thought process, because I think long term, that'll help us, that'll help CSR in general get out of the rut that I think that it's felt pre-COVID to this point. And that's how you have that boldness.
I like it, Jerome. Great point. Thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure being here.
And remember, if you're getting value from this episode, we'd really appreciate you hitting that like button. And the question of the day for you is, what are some of the CSR trends and disruptions that you've seen, and how have they impacted your business? Let us know in the comments section below. So Jerome, if any of our audience wants to connect with you or learn more about you, where can they go?
They can go directly to my personal website, jerometeneal.com.
Thank you very much for listening, and we'll catch you in our next episode. Thank you for listening to The Social Impact Show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Then visit benevity.com to access some of the resources mentioned in this episode, along with tons of other insights to help you grow your program. Music provided by Ikeson. For questions or topics you want us to cover, reach us at podcast@benevity.com. Until next time, be a force for good.